Staff report.
I have issued an RFI for a vocational consultant for disabilities. We had one person who used to work for the county, and the person that was doing the vocational, they switched places. The one working for the county is now on her own, does not want to do the voc reviews anymore. When we do have those, these are mainly for Tier 3 disabilities going forward. I've issued an RFI and hope to get some responses back by next week. At the January 22nd meeting, it's going to be a y'all come meeting. We will have the actuaries here talking about funding policy, the employer termination policy, and perhaps if I can have fiduciary counsel give us a brief educational session on bankruptcy, because that has been requested also.
Yes.
Oh,
we'll
cool.
start off the new year with some education here.
Yes.
That's all I have, Tim.
Two updates from current investment managers. The portfolio manager, the named portfolio manager on the PIMCO Stocks Plus account, is going to be taking a sabbatical from PIMCO. They have not yet named the replacement investment manager. They're expected to name that replacement investment manager in the first quarter. No action to take yet. Once we see who it is, we'll come back with a recommended course of action there.
PIMCO, how much money we got with PIMCO right now?
600 total.
Okay.
But this is just on this Stock
account.
Plus, yeah.
So you'll hear back in January on that. And then hot off the presses this morning, Ridgeworth Investments, which owns Ceradex, the small cap value manager, was just sold from SunTrust to Lightyear Capital, a private equity firm. This literally came in before I walked into the boardroom. I haven't had a chance to follow up on this. Again, this will coming back in January with the recommended course of action.
Lightyear is it a U.S. firm, or because Sunlight is Canadian?
Sun Life is Canadian, but this was owned by Sun Trust, which is a Florida bank. So The Florida bank owned Ridgeworth.
Okay.
They sold it to Lightyear Capital, a private equity firm.
To all the companies.
Okay.
I hope that's okay.
So those are the PM updates. And then just to report out, we attended an on-site with Milliman last week.
Like
I'll let
to?
The trustees report out their findings from that.
Tim, let me go back to the one that just changed. What is it you would look at initially? If you had time to do some background research.
On the sale?
On the sale, yeah.
Number one, the key people incentivized to stay, do they have equity stakes? Do they have the same reporting structure? Or do the regulatory requirements change from being owned by a private equity firm from what it was being owned by a bank? Those are the big ones there. You want to make sure that organizationally the top level either stays the same or improves for the portfolio manager and their staff. That's what we're going to look at.
Good. Karen, anything?
We are working with Ice Miller, our tax consultant, on a possible Cycle C filing for a letter of determination. The deadline is by the end of January, and we're assessing right now whether that's possible. We think it might be possible. If that's the case, we'll come to the board in January for your permission and approval to go ahead and make the filing.
And the new letter of determination would include all the new PEPR provisions that went into place this last year. Just so you know, it looks like one other county may be doing it on the same cycle. There may be one or two others, but the other counties are still working on getting their original letter of determination completed. So we're a little ahead of the curve here on this one. Thank you, Karen.
So the 197 changes would not be part of it at this point?
The AB 197 changes to the statute will be in our plan document.
Okay, even though they're on hold.
Correct. The IRS is not interested in the particular treatment of pay items, what's in and what's out. That's not really a topic that they see as a tax qualification issue. So our plan document will reflect the existing statute. We'll also have a summary there about the lawsuit, and the IRS will look at that, but they don't really, it's not something that's important to them, according to our tax consultants.
Okay. That's all staff report, outside professionals, Harvey. I know you're going to talk to us in closed session.
Yeah, we'll talk in closed session. Well, let me give you one little teaser about bankruptcy.
that we'll talk about, you know, next month or something. This is a teaser, film at 11. The Detroit bankruptcy ruling, most of you read about and everybody's been blogging about, and how it's going to change the free world, especially in California. I sincerely differ. California is not the same as Michigan.
I agree.
Pensions and Investments has accepted an op-ed piece that I wrote for them this week, and it will be published in the next couple of days. You can read all about it there. But things are very different in California than they are under Michigan law, and everybody who's jumping to suddenly say, this is the new vogue thing to do for California cities and counties to get out from under their obligations, I think is severely misconceived. So that's my teaser, and we'll talk more about it in January.
You can't get the op-ed in
advance.
Can't get the op-ed in advance.
This meeting's gone too long.
Your op-ed, you can't get it in advance.
Can't get it in advance.
My understanding in nice, simple 30,000-foot form is that the federal bankruptcy law supersedes state law, regardless of what state law might be. That's not the case in California, or it's much more complicated.
So the sovereign country of California.
It's
no, it's actually, I mean, this is great. That we'll have an educational program to answer all those questions. And when are we doing it? January?
January 22nd.
January 22nd.
We will invite employers.
Hang on till
parties.
Then and don't form any final opinions about anything. And don't vote for anything. But it ain't as easy as that, John.
It's
when you're ready, I have a question for you. Are you good? Are you good? In substance, I thought you were
drinking a beer, man. I swear.
We already got them on it.
It does look good right now.
Cream soap.
There's a refrigerator. You want me to get
Gabe was asking about the Mayor Reed and other mayors' initiative that is out to the Attorney General for titling. We had mixed information about that this week. We heard specifically that they had called off their signature gathering companies and told them to shut down the process. Mayor Reed was then asked if that was true, and he denied it was true. So as far as I know, it's still in the AG's office waiting for a title, and they still intend to try to go out and get signatures on it. They need some close to 800,000 signatures. Most people think that's pretty unlikely this coming year, but it's still out there. It's still out there.
That's for the, is it 2014 they're targeting?
They're targeting November election, the 14th election.
Okay. Trustee comments?
No way.
Wow. Oh.
Will. Remember, you're new here.
That's good. I attended my first conference, which was CORIAD, if that's how you pronounce it. And when I first got there, I was sitting in the audience, and I looked at all the list of speakers, and I was looking through there, and I counted them, and there's 36. And then I counted the people in the audience, and there were 28. So I think I was like one of five trustees there, possibly. The content was good. Again, I don't have experience to go to say that it was great, but I just thought it was good. Some speakers were, of course, better than others. Being so few in terms of being a trustee, it felt like, what was that movie, The Truman Show, mm-hmm. where everything's focused around you? Like, I felt like I would walk in to lunch and everyone started talking right when I walked in. No, but it was good. And the things topics that I found, first introduction to LDI, investing strategy, which is interesting in terms of just maintaining your investment strategy, basically just to pay off your liabilities, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. In so few words. The other thing was ESG investment strategies, looking at, you know, environmental, social, and governments, where for real estate, that actually made sense to me. There was a real estate speaker on the panel, which made a tremendous amount of sense, where you get a better return and there's more value in property that's green, that's sustainable, because more people want to buy it and there's lower operating costs. So over the long term, you may have a better return on real estate. And then other funds, every day they would cover, start off the show with a panelist of other funds throughout the country. And we're in pretty good shape in terms of our funding level from, if you look at the ratio of funding, I heard 23%, all the way up to 93%. One of the gentlemen spoke from Detroit who basically said, and of course this is all hearsay, but was saying that Detroit did not need to declare bankruptcy. There was ways around it, including a $2 to $3 billion asset of art that the city of Detroit owns, and there's other things that they could have done to kind of not do that. San Jose was interesting. The president of the Police Officers Association, just to give what's going on with Chuck Reed down there, it's doesn't sound good. But to give you an indicator in terms of the number of police officers they would normally have leave per year is 5, and now it's 70. So it's just astronomical. They can't keep officers there, and it's just, he also said, which I found very interesting, with all the stuff going on in the city, that their recruitment contractor said that they would not hire 20 years ago the people that they're on the top of the list today.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So it's just complete, turn the whole city kind of upside down. Okay. So that was interesting. And then I also did my first Milliman on site. And just for you guys to know, in the fire service, any firsts in the fire service, like your first call, you're supposed to buy everyone ice cream. But we're not going to take that to
here. Come on.
Maybe a little bit. Milliman on site, again, it was more, I was just there to get my feet wet and really kind of understand what was going on. They have very nice offices in San Francisco. They're very appreciative of Contra Costa County in terms of being an account. We went through the process of reviewing their investors, how it comes to us, which was nice to hear, and also kind of covered over the asset allocation, and we talked about a myriad of other things. So,
good.
Great.
That's it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I also attended, along with Scott here, and Marilyn, and Tim, and John. Yes, John? I'm sorry.
He was just on the other
side. I was on the other side, remember?
We were. Actually, the other side of the table, too.
You were so focused on the manager, weren't you?
Okay. No, but I thought it was a good visit, and it was insightful. Some things that I didn't understand before, and thanks to Scott's questions about, again, the structure of the organization and how this investment practice is just a number one of the many profit centers, as they call them, the Milliman owns. But I thought it was real good, and I did do my write-up. You have to turn these in, right?
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, whoa, man, somebody actually following policy.
Well, we got the warrant before.
Longer than mine.
You did one, too?
I did. Hey, the on-site policy does say that.
I'm impressed.
But your website crashed yesterday.
I got the email that it crashed again.
And you wouldn't accept payments if they weren't on time.
Oh, yesterday on the 10th.
People wanted to pay give them so much money that they couldn't take it all.
Do you have a service charge, a fee, when you take payments?
We do.
Okay.
Well, if you pay by credit card. If you
credit
pay by
card.
Not for an e-check.
By e-check, it's free.
E-check is what?
From PayPal?
Your checking account.
So you give them all your bank information and maybe your firstborn, the whole thing.
So if you were planning on paying it when you in the crash site and they closed at 5 o'clock, you could.
We didn't.
I paid his peer in El Dorado County.
And
I
paid it. You got it back up before it crashed and then you got it back up.
It was back up by 4:45.
Okay. They don't say that here. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It wasn't fixed until 4:45. But it says here 15 minutes before the deadline. So you extended. Good public service.
Rusty's good.
Is that tied in with
I don't know,
the Affordable Care Act website?
Oh, the ACA?
I just wondered.
Okay, we're in the meeting.
I'm sorry.
I have turned my report into Tim as well. The quick comment I'd make, we are clearly a big fish in a small pond with Milliman. There's nothing wrong with that, but we need to recognize what it is. The disappointing part, certainly in a public way, is that their practice is really a single office practice. They have other practices in other offices, not a lot apparently, but there's really no national structure for investment consulting. Whatever we get, they determine, they develop, they structure. So it's not a national firm, although Milliman is a big firm. It's a big actuarial firm. Yeah. It's not a national firm as far as investment advisory and services. And we just need to understand it. They clearly want us. We are their most important client. They're close by. There's lots of positive in that regard, but we need to recognize what it is we are getting with Bob's loss and be comfortable with that.
Well, on that note, I mean, because of Scott's questions, we learned that, again, this practice has full autonomy from the mothership, so to speak, as you referred to it up in Seattle. They have full discretion how they run their business. They just need to generate a profit, of course, and send part of that to corporate headquarters. But also, we were there because Bob was retiring, but we also learned that Bill, his co-principal, is also retiring within 5 years.
Who's this co-principal?
Bill Cottle.
Bill Cottle.
Oh, he's in Florida, right?
No, he's not. Well, he covers funds in Florida. But his office is with everybody else in San Francisco, I hope. But and then they have, both Marty and Dorian, those two are working on becoming principals in about 2 years. And they'll be replacing then Bill at some point, Bob. And then there are three other members of the team below them, one of them being Bill's son, Steve, who's also a consultant. And then Jessica, I can't even ask him, it's in my...
Romero.
Romero, yeah.
Romero, who's also a consultant. And JD, and then there's Key, who's an investment analyst. And they seem pretty sharp. They came in and discussed, again, how they did the asset allocation and the search for fund managers, which was informative.
I'm jealous. I didn't get to meet all those people when I went over and did my thing at Milliman with you and Bob.
Different times.
Did you wear a tie? That's scary.
Here's a question to you all. Do you think that Milliman is still trying to grow the consulting business?
They addressed that.
Yeah.
They did. And, again, they average about 10 RFPs a year, but not just for fund or public funds, but they have other investment services they provide. But the oldest or the newest one out there on this list of, 13 public funds was already several years old, if not older. They haven't brought anybody new on board, and as John pointed out, we're the biggest of all of them. They want to average between $500 million and $1 billion in size of clients, the investments that they would take on for their clients. They don't want anybody much bigger than that, but then now they have us. And we wonder if they were to lose us or they were to bring somebody else on a comparable size, but what would that mean with the staff? And how would they adjust their personnel to bring on additional resources?
And I think the answer is pretty much we'll deal with it when it happens.
Right.
Well, we didn't choose them.
They chose us.
No, we chose Dorn and Hellison.
Right. Yeah.
Before Cottle joined them. And we went with them, and then my impression, and Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, is that Milliman bought the business, Dorn and Hellison.
Correct.
And so that's how because they were trying to grow the business.
Well, I think Dorn retired. He wanted to sell out.
Is that? Because Doug had left and gone to Idaho.
That's another one?
You know, I mean, he moved an office to Idaho originally.
No, before he went to Siegel.
Or being surrounded.
Before he went to, he was Milliman before he went to Siegel, right?
I was Milliman when Bob and Tim came over.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, actually, it was.
It's all one world.
Being surrounded.
Tim didn't come over.
There's a sale.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I was going to say, but I remember when Doug moved the office, they moved out of Larkspur, they moved to Berkeley, and then Doug went to Idaho because they had Simplox. Maybe is that still a client of theirs?
No, and they had Percy.
But then, Doug got into Idaho, ran for governor and all that, and just, I just wonder if they're still trying to grow the business, because I do recognize them as a big-time actuary. They did our audit. We did our actuary audit,
they're going to do the next one, too.
That's who we hired, was Milliman, to do that. Yeah. And they're judged very competent in the actuarial field. That's what I understand.
They're a very high-quality actuarial firm.
You were asking the question about their investment practice, whether they're planning to grow that. Is that correct?
Yeah. And well, even Siegel has that investment consulting business now. And I always saw them as a pure actuary, so I think everybody's branched out. But it hasn't shrunk. That's what you're telling me, the business from Milliman, or is that your impression? It didn't shrink?
I mean, it's grown and shrank over the years from...
But it's still growing, in essence. It isn't like they're writing it off or anything.
I certainly didn't get the impression they're writing it off.
No. I think their intention is to grow the business. That's...
But there is in the weeds comment that in my prior life I spent lots of time attempting to deal with, and that is you've got a practice that is completely different almost from being an actuary. What actuaries sit down and do every day is not what investment consultants spend their time doing. They report locally to the local actuary that heads the business. Okay, the way you grow one of these, from my experience, is that you have a national head of your investment consulting group, and everyone in investment consulting reports up to that national head, who then reports to the firm CEO, not the local one. If it's local, everything is managed based upon the perspective of the local actuary. And he may or may not approve investments, may or may not approve space, may or may not approve hiring, may or may not approve everything that's key to whether or not you're successful. Mm. It's basic that, you know, unless you're in the weeds in this stuff, it isn't something that you spend much time thinking about. If you're in the weeds in it, you really do. And the firms that were successful in the world of big accounting firms and building outside practices all did it the way I just described. They reported separately up to the top of the firm.
So one of the to-do issues for next year is to decide whether or not we want to do an RFP for a possible outside consultant. So we'll put that item on a future agenda.
Okay.
For discussion.
One other thing they mentioned that they wanted to do is hold their conference on an annual basis as opposed to every other year, and have all their clients come to this conference, not just the West Coast. Is that right?
Yes.
And we're going to open up to everybody.
All the other investment practices would be invited.
Yes.
But, okay.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. The other four or five that they have nationally?
Yeah, the Dallas office, the Albany office, Walnut Creek.
You know, as a side note, and I didn't bring it up at the meeting, but it was kind of through eye contact with Bill Cottle, is they had originally set up their conference this year so our board could attend. We're their largest client. We should. And then they, at the last month or two before, they switched it to the week following, where most of us were tied up with other conferences. And I said, I gave him a little bit of you-know-what for it.
No, you did in the meeting.
Yeah, I did in the meeting, too. Good. Okay. Yes, wanted to be consistent.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's good. He's...
Okay.
Sorry.
Any other discussion? We'll move into closed session then.